Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. An ongoing battle, and Starbucks has blinked. They have announced that as of next week, they will no longer charge extra money for non-dairy milk for your coffee in the U.S. That had been a battle for many years as people who replaced milk with soy milk, oat milk, or almond milk, or coconut milk, said, we can't have milk, but we want Starbucks. Well, they were charging more for that because they said it costs more. And they've been going back and forth. Well, now they say, okay, all right. All everybody right. gets the same price. As Kristen put it, the whiners have won.
Well, you know,
That's right. They've won.
These are the people who used to glue their hands to the counters.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And that stuff is more expensive. Mm-hmm. It just is.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Right. I always was with Starbucks on that. You know, it's like if you order a different product, that's a different product.
There's house wine, and then there's label wine.
Yeah, that's right. But I guess their argument is, I can't have this. I'm
that's what
lactose intolerant.
Yes.
So I
like the great Cardi B, lacto intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when she bravely said she was lacto intolerant?
Bitch, let me tell you how I can't drink whole milk no more. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm lacto intolerant, bitch. I drink whole milk. I'm having diarrhea for 3 days straight. I'm farting up a storm. It just, you know what? It's just not working out. You know, I feel like after you turn like 22, your body starts changing. So, you know, I drink lactate milk. And look what they send me. You know I made it when they send me a bedazzle, a bowl of cereal. A bowl. And you want to know something? This is the perfect bowl. It's like it's not too much cereal. Not too much milk balance well. Bitch!
She speaks for all lacto intolerant folks, and you know she's celebrating today.
A bowl.
You know.
That's right.
It was an interesting little side note. My wife likes coffee, and she has started putting oat milk in her coffee. And I do the grocery shopping because her work schedule is just crazy busy. Mm-hmm. So when I go to get her oat milk, it's not in the fridge. It's not refrigerated when it's sold.
Yeah, it can be shelf stable because it's oats.
It's not milk. But you put it in the fridge when you get home.
Mm-hmm. Once it's open, yes. But I find that interesting.
Now, almond milk, which I used to buy, is in the refrigerator. It's right next to the milk.
But it's also out on the shelf, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
They put it in both places.
Yeah. It's shelf stable.
It's shelf stable.
Interesting. I think they put it in the cold section because people, you just think of it that way.
I feel like you wanted to say the term shelf stable.
Really, you're lording it over.
I don't even grocery.
Bitch!
I'm shocked y'all don't know that term. You're the ones in the stores.
I don't know the term.
I've never used the term.
I figured it out when you said it. It's shelf stable. Okay.
I didn't know it was okay. Well, maybe I am showing off.
Yeah. It's not in the fridge. Yeah, it's because it's shelf stable. What?
That's it.
Okay. I gotcha.
The only reason I know the term is because when I do my grocery shopping online, it'll say like,
Shelf stable
box of almond milk.
Okay.
Oh.
And if you do you buy almond milk or oat milk?
I'm not a big milk person. If I do buy it, I buy almond milk.
I like almond milk, but I only like sweetened almond milk. And someone told me that's just loaded with sugar. So there's no point. I love that. God.
Unsweetened almond milk is horrendous.
It's terrible. It's terrible. It's thinner.
It's terrible.
The thickened almond milk with the sweetener in it is like drinking a milkshake.
Yeah.
You know, but the other is not any good. And I was saying, oh, I'm so healthy. It's just crushed almonds. Ooh, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case at all.
Huh.
They put like paste and sugar in there.
You know, going back to the Starbucks story, I did read that this is part of that new CEO, his new plan. And, you know, part of his, my understanding is that part of the new CEO, and I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I remember that. That's
but right. He just got the job a month or so ago.
Yeah.
And this is part of his new tactics to get people back in the store. And the other is they want people to stay. They want people to go into a Starbucks and bring their laptop and talk and hang out because now everyone's just in out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a DoorDash driver picking up a coffee for Biggie.
Yeah, yeah. Why?
Or they're going through the drive-thru.
Why do they want them to stay? Do they think they'll buy more?
They might spend more.
They'll have a second cup of coffee if they're sitting there on their laptop. The one time I had a maca was at a local coffee
shop. Matcha.
Oh, well, here goes Mr. Shelf Stable.
That's D right, too.
Here we go. I'm as bad as the Yankees, for God's sake.
He wants a mock-off.
Is it shelf stable? Is it shelf stable?
No, it's
he
not.
He means matcha.
Mata? Mata for Chris? Mata?
Chris?
This is embarrassing.
With a milkshake in it?
Excuse me. I am so sorry. When I had my matcha at the local coffee shop, there were lots of people in there with their laptops. It was such oh my God. It was such a place like I would never go, you know. But a colleague and dear friend said, let's grab a matcha. I had to look up what that was.
Yeah.
I was like, where's she? What is she talking about? I have no idea.
Is that on the seedy side of town?
I couldn't.
I'm sorry. I'm pro-Israel. I don't know what that means. That's what? That's Hezbollah. What? What?
Can I get a Hezbollah? What?
What? What? Huh? What are you talking about?
No. No, you may not. So anyhow, I went in there and there were people everywhere with their laptop and had a total different look than I had. You know, they were just like free and happy with their lives.
Scarves around their neck in the summer.
Absolutely right.
But I will say, Starbucks in my mind has changed through the years because it used to be a place where it was a go sit down. Mm-hmm. Like it was a coffee house. Mm-hmm. You went there, you met somebody, you sat there. Now, I mean, the drive-through line is always four cars deep at every Starbucks.
I mean, you would wonder. You're right. That's how I see it, too. I'm not a customer. But, like, in 2 years, I wonder if this CEO will think, I'm trying to chase a past that we can't recapture. Mm-hmm. The market has changed.
Remember when the CEO came in? They fired the old CEO because business was down. They brought in this new CEO, and he said, you know what I'm going to do? Lower prices. And everyone thought, is that it? That's like anybody could do that.
Yeah, the old CEO is like, as he's cleaning out his desk, well, I could have come up with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy.
That's all you got.
Well, this, by the way, saves those lactose intolerant folks or folks who put oat milk and so forth in their coffee 10%. And by the way, it's half of the customers are.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't use milk.
Don't use milk. I guess your wife, even though she can use milk, doesn't use milk. Mm-hmm. So then he says, this is just the first domino to fall. We're just going to be lowering our prices in general in the near future.
Okay.
So look for that early next year for lower prices at Starbucks.
Does Starbucks do a Christmas coffee biggie, like a peppermint thing?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I mean, they'll have a whole Christmas line.
I'm sorry. I jumped that. I jumped it.
I literally said Biggie's name because clearly you're 0-2 in the count here.
Well, here's
in the
why.
Coffee world.
Here's why I say that. They're rolling out the new price on the soy milk and so forth. The same day they're rolling out their holiday cups and holiday coffee.
Okay.
So it said that in the article. I'm not a customer either, but I play one.
Yeah.
I am not actually a customer of Starbucks, but you'd never know it because I'm so conversant in Starbucks coffee. Bitch.
Bitch. I'm shelf stable, bitch.